Hi, this is Leonard Lopate. You're listening to WNYC On Demand. Podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads available when you want to listen at WNYC.org and iTunes.
WNYC On Demand is supported by DataPipe Managed Hosting Services, providing application management, hosting, professional services, security services, and compliance solutions for mid-market and Fortune 1000 enterprises. DataPipe.com.
During 2006 and 2007, the Department of Interior awarded hundreds of millions of dollars in small business contracts to corporate giants like Xerox and John Deere. On today's Underreported, we look into how that could happen and whether it's part of a larger pattern of directing small business money to large corporations. With me is Lloyd Chapman, president of the American Small Business League, a nonpartisan advocacy group for small businesses, which has conducted a review of the DOI's top recipients of federal small business contracts. Welcome to our show.
Well, thanks for having me on your show.
Do we know just how much money intended for small businesses actually went to large corporations?
Well, when we look at the top 100 recipients just at the Department of the Interior, we found $430 million. We estimate that over that two-year time frame, that probably somewhere around $1 billion in federal funds that were earmarked for small businesses actually went to Fortune 500 corporations.
And what was the nature of these small business contracts? What were they for?
Oh, just everything, equipment, services. You know, of course, when you see the names like Dell and Home Depot and John Deere and Xerox, it was, you know, for the products that those companies provide. But I think the most telling thing about this investigation was it's sort of a sampling and a survey of what's going on in government. And when you look at the Department of the Interior is a fairly small federal agency. And when you see what's going on there, and then you realize that the Defense Department probably spends 1,000 times as much money as the Department of Energy, the Department of the Interior, you're probably talking about around $400 million a month in federal small business contracts going to Fortune 500 corporations and other large businesses, and that's about $100 billion a year.
So each department of the government gives out small business contracts, and you just looked at the Department of the Interior.
Yeah, that actually, every federal agency is required by law to give 23% of the total value of their contracts to small businesses. And that investigation at the Department of the Interior was originally done by their inspector general. It caught our attention, and they actually looked at 0.3% of the Department of Interior's contracts, so they didn't look at 99.7%. And just in that 0.3%, they found over a dozen Fortune 500 corporations and then 5.7 million. And then we just looked at the top 100 and found 430 million.
What's the official definition of a small business?
Well, it depends on the industry that you're in, but in general, it's 500 employees.
So how did huge companies like Xerox and John Deere, how were they able to slip in and fit that definition?
Well, a number of ways. There's been about 12 federal investigations into this issue now since 2002. One way is outright fraud. There's been two investigations that found that large businesses falsify themselves. In fact, in this particular instance, large companies will take a division of, you know, maybe 200-300 people and try to pass that off as a small business, and that's a felony under federal law with a 10-year prison term. The other thing that they found with the Department of the Interior, which is probably fairly widespread, is that the federal contracting officials intentionally reported the awards to the Fortune 500 corporations as if they were small business awards.
So that is that why we haven't seen anybody punished?
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. That's a good question. I think we haven't seen anybody punished because falsifying these small business numbers, either by intentional fraud on the part of the companies or the contracting officers, that's how the current administration seems to have decided to reach the goal. So they're not interested in prosecuting anyone because that would probably, interfere with their ability to claim that they hit that goal. So they haven't prosecuted anyone. I've even found companies that have notified their stockholders that they have not been a small business since 1998, The SBA Inspector General has actually recommended companies for permanent debarment for felony contracting fraud, and those companies were not punished in any way.
Earlier this week, there were news reports that the controversial security contractor Blackwater may have fudged numbers in order to get more than $100 million in small business contracts. That's not covered in the study you're talking about, but do you think that something like that, where the company is so controversial, might actually lead to this being prosecuted?
I doubt it. The gentleman owns Blackwater, is a billionaire and a close personal friend of President Bush's and a major contributor to the Republican National Committee, so I doubt that he's going to get prosecuted for anything.
Is this a partisan issue?
You know, I'm not sure if it is or not. To tell you the truth, I'm working on something today that's related. New York Congresswoman Nidhi Velasquez has backed two pieces of legislation that will divert federal small business contracts to billionaire venture capital firms. And we're not very happy about that over at the American Small Business League. So I guess it's sort of something that seems to be, you know, bipartisan. But the Republicans are giving federal small business contracts to the Fortune 500 firms, particularly in the defense and aerospace industry. And then with Congresswoman Velasquez's two bills, she's trying to give federal small business contracts to some of the wealthiest venture capital firms in the country. So it's just small businesses are getting it from both sides of the aisle, unfortunately.
My guest is Lloyd Chapman, who's president of the American Small Business League, which is a nonpartisan advocacy group for small businesses. And this is WNYC, WNYC.org. I'm Leonard Lopate. Your report covered only 2006 and 2007. Is it likely that this thing has been happening in many other years?
It's happening as far back as we've looked. So we've looked back as far as 2000. And I work with the Jill Accounting Office in 2002, and they looked at federal contracting statistics from 2000 at that time and found over 5,000 large businesses were getting federal small business contracts. So it appears to be, you know, happening as far back as you want to look, but we know that it was happening in 2000. And unfortunately, it's a big problem. We're talking about $100 billion a year being pulled out of the middle-class economy and given to some of the largest companies, not only in America, but in Europe. And that's having a significant negative impact on the middle-class economy. But Congress has not passed any legislation to stop it. So we're trying to get John Kerry, who's chair of the Senate Small Business Committee, to consider legislation that California Senator Barbara Boxer has drafted called the Small Business Fairness and Transparency in Contracting Act, which we think would stop it. But again, so far, Congress has not passed any legislation to stop it.
You refer to the middle-class economy. Is that what you're suggesting supporting small businesses does?
Yeah. The U.S. Census Bureau says 98% of all U.S. firms have less than 100 employees, and 89% of all U.S. firms have less than 20 employees, and about 56% of all Americans work in those small businesses. They create over 95% of the new jobs. Over 90% of all U.S. exports come from small businesses. So the way I look at it, small businesses are sort of the heart and soul of our nation's economy. And right now, we're in one of the most significant economic downturns, I think, in our nation's history. And small businesses need these federal programs more than ever. And yet we see these funds being diverted to Fortune 500 corporations. And now Congress is looking at giving the money to, you know, literally billionaire venture capital firms. So it's very upsetting because, again, I think small businesses are the soul of our nation's economy.
Well, when we have an economic downturn, the newspaper stories are about cutbacks at Starbucks or bankruptcy at Bennigan's or some of the other large places. What impact does this economic downturn, maybe we can even call it a recession, have on small businesses?
Well, small businesses, you know, are devastated by this. When you see cutbacks at large corporations in America, there's a statistic that people are shocked at, that Fortune 500 corporations haven't created one new net job in America since 1977. So every year in America, fewer and fewer Americans work for Fortune 500 corporations, and more Americans work for small businesses. So, but small businesses have been devastated with this. I was doing a show on CNN, I guess it was on Monday, about this. And banks are not making loans to small businesses anymore. The financial industry is having such difficulty, they've just sort of stopped making loans to small businesses, which means small businesses can't grow. There was a story about a gentleman in New York, he had a company that made manufactured products. He got a very large order and went to borrow some money to buy a new machine, and the bank turned him down. So it's having a big impact on small businesses.
Does the federal government maintain a database of small businesses for contract awarding purposes?
I'm glad you asked that question. Yes, they do. It's called CCR. And I'm going to be working on another story later on today. Just a few days ago, the government came out with a new policy and says when you put yourself in this database, you don't have to put the number of employees that you have or your annual revenue. Now, those are the two numbers that people can look at to see if you're a large business or a small business. So right in the middle of a controversy over the diversion of federal small business contracts to large corporations and the government claiming that they're trying to improve transparency, what they're doing is they're helping large businesses to masquerade as small businesses by not requiring them to put the number of employees in and their annual revenue. So it's astonishing to see that.
You mentioned legislation that you're concerned about in Congress. Right now, it's awaiting a vote in the Senate, Senate Bill S-3362. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a bit more on that?
Yes. I just want to talk about the facts of it. The facts of it are that the National Venture Capital Association has made significant contributions to most of the members of the House and Senate Small Business Committee to push this legislation. If it passes, what it will do is allow the nation's largest venture capital firms to participate in federal small business contracting programs. And I'm very disappointed to see, Congress doing this. And when you look at the pattern of contributions from these large venture capital firms, it's very clear what they're doing. To me, it looks like someone buying legislation, quite frankly, because if we were to poll your listeners right now and say, how many people think that billionaire venture capitalists should be allowed to participate in federal small business contracting programs? My guess would be we wouldn't find anyone that really thought that was a good idea. And yet, John Kerry's committee in Congress, the Senate Small Business Committee, has voted to approve that bill. So it's legislation that the American people, I think, are against. But again, you've got such a powerful groups with so much money pushing legislation, I'm afraid that seems to have more sway in Washington than what the American people want.
Although venture capitalists often have very small companies, so they probably do fit the definition of small business, even because the definition has nothing to do with the amount of money involved in the business.
That's a good point. See, I think when you're talking about venture capital firms, you really can't use number of employees to do that because you could have a venture capital firm with two people that could potentially have, $10 billion to invest. So number of employees and venture capital firms, it's not, as we say, apples and apples and oranges. You should look at how much money they have maybe. But, Donald Trump and his daughter could start a venture capital firm, and under this legislation, they would be a small business. So I don't think that, I don't think that venture capital firms should really be involved in these small business programs myself.
Well, if listeners want to learn more about that, Bill, we have a link to the American Small Business League website on our show page at WNYC.org. And my great thanks to Lloyd Chapman, who's president of the American Small Business League, for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to WNYC On Demand. Please check out the other programs at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This is a free service made available by our listeners. Become a member of WNYC today.